This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are. Welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.
Brothers and sisters, accountability comes as part of any job description. And your Ramadan must not be made an exception to this. And now that we have arrived at the halfway mark of Ramadan, an assessment of the previous 2 weeks is a must in preparation of what remains. And that's of course only if you're serious about the prizes of forgiveness and mercy and eventual entry into paradise and ease on the day of judgment. Umar ibn al-Khattab is the name of a man who was promised paradise during his life. He is in paradise. So when advice comes from a man like him, it is to be taken so seriously. What did he say? He said, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Hold yourselves accountable before you are held accountable. وَزِينُوهَا قَبْلَ أَن تُزَنُوا. And weigh up your own good deeds before they will be weighed for you. فَإِنَّ أَهْوَنَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْحِسَابِ غَدَىٰ أَن تُحَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمُ الْيَوْمِ. Because your reckoning, your judgment will be much easier tomorrow on the day of reckoning if you start with yourself today. And then he says, يَا اللَّهُ وَتَزَيَّنُوا لِلْعَرْضِ الْأَكْبَرِ يَوْمَئِذٍ تُعْرَضُونَ لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةً. And beautify your deeds in preparation for the grand presentation before Allah on the day in which you shall be exposed and not a secret of yours shall be hidden. It really is not sufficient to just tell ourselves, yeah, I need to hold myself accountable. More is needed. A review session where you check in with yourself and you actively ask some very difficult questions. What have I done well this Ramadan? What must be improved in the days to come? What should I have avoided? Who do I need to consult? Brothers and sisters, this is the epitome of success. Maymun ibn Mahran, he said, لَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ تَقِيًّا حَتَّى يَكُونَ أَشَدَّ مُحَاسَبَةً لِنَفْسِهِ مِنَ الشَّرِيكِ لِشَرِيكِهِ. The station of righteousness cannot be reached till a person learns how to be harsher in his self-accountability than the harshness of two business partners against one another. Subhanallah. And that Ahnaf ibn Qais would actually go to the extent of regularly putting his finger inside the flame of a candle, reminding himself of hellfire, as he would say to himself, Hiss ya Hunayf, hiss, feel this, O Ahnaf. Ma hamalak ala ma sana'ta yawma kada wa kada, wa ma sana'ta yawma kada wa kada. Feel this, O Hunayf. What made you do such and such on such and such day? And why did you do such and such on such and such day? Feel this. They knew, subhanAllah, that this approach will not only ease their accountability on the day of judgment tomorrow, but will also enhance their performance as worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today. Worship becomes a joy and easier. Question: how do I hold myself accountable? What does it look like? Like, what do I need to do? Here is a suggestion. Take note of it. Number one, start by filling the holes in your obligatory acts of worship. Start with them. Are my 5 daily prayers lacking? Is my zakah yet to be calculated and issued? Am I still neglecting the Quran? The obligatory dress code, am I still not abiding by it? Start with the obligations. Number two, move on to the repentance from existing sins that are still holding on to your life. Am I still involved in secret sinful conversations? Am I yet to quit prohibited addictions? Is my hijab and public presentation of myself still lacking? Is my fallout with such and such person yet to be amended? Am I yet to learn how to lower my gaze once and for all? Am I yet to purify my income from the prohibited sources of money? So this is step number two. Start deleting, erasing those sins that are still latching onto you. And then number three, now that we're done with the rock bottom, move on to the levels of excellence. Ask yourself questions like, how often does my heart tremble at the remembrance of Allah? Do I need to sleep less? Am I wasting too much time? Do I have a plan for daily Islamic learning? Who are my friends? What am I watching on TV and social media? Am I yet to crave those moments of privacy with Allah? Is my worship still a tick box exercise? Am I yet to prepare a project for my hereafter still? Do I still not know how to recite the Quran properly? Am I still struggling to put a plan for the Arabic language? See, the levels of excellence and the experience, by the way, of every professional in life, their experience is that accountability is the single biggest differentiator between successful and unsuccessful outcomes. We're all at the halfway point now of Ramadan. So let's show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Ramadan is of far greater importance to us than any other worldly affair.
Oh Ramadan, oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are. Welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.